This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A large number of recent attacks on U.S. bishops from left-wing circles are trying to silence not only the bishops, but their fight for conscience rights. Cardinal O'Malley of Boston and Archbishop Lori are leading the fight for conscience rights in the current House-Senate budget battle. The claim that life begins at birth was proven to be a myth decades ago. However, because it is a convenient myth, one that supports the killing of early human life, the myth resurfaces from time to time. The latest representation comes from Dr. Ricky Lewis, who ignores the most basic embryology textbooks in a convenient but inaccurate march to her particular ideology. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other news, a new study showing that children born from in vitro fertilization are more likely to develop serious cancers. One explanation could be the genes of IVF parents. Ethnic cleansing in the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar, also called Burma, is crossing over into Bangladesh. Non-Burmese fleeing Myanmar because of Burma's eugenic policy are facing the same problem in Bangladesh, and U.S. tax dollars are ready in Bangladesh to pay for the eugenic population control. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.